Guru is Within by G.N. Daly. There is no teacher, nor is there anyone to be taught. Therefore, there is no teaching. This is the message of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, the greatest and most enlightened teacher ever to appear for the benefit of mankind. There is nothing, nor is there anyone to become enlightened, since the self is already realized. It is an error of discernment which creates the notion that the ego is separate from the world and its contents, and that the ego can become realized. The ego is a part of the world, just as any object which can be perceived by the normal waking consciousness and cannot become anything other than what it already is, a relative appearance. This vortex of energy and vibration, habit and tendency cannot be taught. Awareness, which already exists within everyone, everywhere, is imperishable and changeless. The task is not to learn or to acquire, but to unlearn and relinquish the obscuring mental processes and attachments and the desires which bind. The ego, a relative thing in a relative world, whose faulty vision wrongly interprets the vibrational data which are fed to it through the functions of the senses alone, obscures the self. This malfunction of the mind due to erroneous attachment and wrong identification is the real obstacle. Bhagavan clearly stated that the Guru is within, not somewhere outside in the world of appearances, and to all who came to him for grace and enlightenment, he taught this one ultimate and simple truth, that everyone is already realized self, and that Guru and grace are within, and that neither can be found or created anywhere. In this context, perhaps his most piercing and significant statement was, "Is there anyone who does not know the self? Each knows yet does not know the self." A strange paradox. The paradox exists only in the mind and not to awareness, which needs neither Guru nor his grace to become realized. What Bhagavan means by the paradoxical statement is that you consist of body, mind and consciousness, and that neither the body nor the mind, which are insentient, can ever become realized. He simply states that realization already exists because you are conscious, but so long as there is identity with the body and the mind, realization is impossible. Bhagavan also stated, "Grace always is and is not given." Thus, a further paradox arises in the mind, which tries hard to solve it. The answer lies not in the mind nor in the outside world, which can be likened to the magnetic traces of a videotape, but without the tape itself, which in reality exists within the self. In the same way, the ego can be likened to a specific and definable magnetic area on the magnetic traces of manifestation. Neither exists as either the spatial or the temporal extensions which the functions of the mind and senses cause them to appear. Ego consciousness is the self-touching, permeating and identifying itself with that small magnetic area, that one point of body and mind, that particular vibration called ego, insentient apart from and yet within the self. Thus, the answer to the paradox can only be sought and solved through the gateway of ego consciousness. As consciousness turns inward or away from the world of manifestation and from the feeling and thought processes of the ego and enters into the higher spiritual area of the soul, which is neither a bridge nor a structure, but which functions like a bridging structure, there is an order or quality of awareness different from ego consciousness. And with the awakening of this awareness, this non-spatial, non-temporal beingness, The Guru within is quite clearly seen as the one whom Bhagavan states we should seek by asking, "Who am I?" And thus is grace vouchsafed. Bhagavan's attitude to religions and religious practices further emphasizes his statement that Guru is within, for he did not recommend or advocate the use of any religious practice, rite or ritual, excepting for those who may have found it necessary. This is because it is all too easy to become involved in and identified with the concepts, the rites and the rituals, all of which are a part of world appearance. All religions and paths, whether group or individual, are one in essence and are equally valid for those who use these means in a sincere and devout manner. But finally, the forms of the religions and paths must be transcended when the followers are ripe. God, grace and Guru are the one innermost essence of awareness which is revealed or experienced when attachment to all forms is broken, however exalted or aspirational they may be in their search for God or the Self. A thought is no more or no less a form than in a stone or a piece of wood, and a sound has as much or as little substance. Attachment to all these should be allowed to fall away when the essence has been extracted and assimilated, in order that the Guru within may be born. Guru within is born in the void of the stillness and the silence, in the perfect quietude of the mind in meditation. Bhagavan said, "Be what you are, be yourself and nothing more." This is the perfect state of meditation, and it can be attained either in solitude or in noisy crowded places as well. Much practice is needed before this state of beingness is permanently established, but this mental non-attachment can be engaged in anywhere at any time by simply keeping the mind fixed on the inquiry, "Who am I?" In the beginning, other thoughts will intrude and environmental distractions will cause the mind to wander, but if each time this is observed, the mind is brought back to the inquiry, the single thought will continue to arise automatically until it is a continuous and one-pointed meditation. Thus, with the mind stilled and at peace, a process of automatic detachment from the world of appearances and from thought arising therefrom commences and slowly becomes stronger until awareness, not ego consciousness, is experienced as a movement from time to eternity. This is the beginning of living in the eternal, but even here, at this point, whilst awareness coexists with the habit and tendency, there will be many fluctuations in the state of beingness. Bhagavan further said, "To be is to realize." Very well, then, when these fluctuations are experienced as discord within or without, when thinking runs riot, or people and circumstances involve in and distract, return, just be. And continue to be as Bhagavan instructed. The Guru within is the bliss of this awareness, where sans time, sans space, he is waiting for you to look inwards, to seek inwards, and to beckon with your sadhana or surrender. The Guru awaits the cessation of your involvement in the world of non-being, and at the right time, his grace will reveal his presence there within. Neither his apparent proximity nor his physical presence or absence is of any consequence so long as he is felt and known to be the Guru within. O Bhagavan, lead our wandering minds away from the distractions of thought and world appearance, that in the stillness we may again be united with our source, the One Self.